And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. We'll get back to Flo Magdalena in just a moment as we talk about the end of the world and all of that stuff and how by the end of this program, I don't make guarantees very often. I only make one other one, but I'm going to at least a 95% assurance that you're going to feel better come the end of this program. I know you're going to feel good at this particular point of the program because we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, as we find out about Mercury in retrograde and Leo. And please, please tell me that we have come out the other side. I know that this week has been a very warm week weather-wise for a lot of folks, and that places a lot of stress there. When did we come out of the retrograde period?
Yes, thank you, Richard. The retrograde officially ended, retrograde of Mercury, on the morning of Tuesday the 7th.
Okay.
Now, some of you may have been feeling it on Monday. You know, for others, you may still be feeling it for a week or two.
It's kind of like a ripple effect.
A ripple effect.
Okay.
There's an echo period, what we call an echo, period.
Did afterwards. I hear an echo? Is there an echo?
Yes, you did.
So what do we do with this kind of information? All right, we've gone through the retrograde period itself, the direct period, if you will, of it. And now
right.
Mercury is, as you phrase it, has gone direct out of that phase. And so now it's kind of like we're dealing with the wake. This huge ship has gone through at 90 miles an hour and it's created this huge wake. Not a tsunami, just a wake, rather large one. And it's going to settle down. And that's really all we have to do is just kind of sit back and sort of enjoy the ride, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. I do take the Mary Poppins approach, which is how do we make this fun?
Okay.
And if you have to sing while you're tidying up the nursery, that's just fine.
There you go.
You know, Leo is very creative, and so let's just roll with it. Usually what happens during the retrogrades is we get enlightened in some way. We are made aware of some aspect of our life that isn't working as well as we'd like it to.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got that information. Now we can move into the solution phase.
Yeah.
It's okay, what do we want to do about that? Do we want to try and fix it or do we want to just suffer? We got a choice. We can, you know, we can go either way. Sometimes you can't really do much to fix it, but you can always do at least something, even if it's just shifting how you're holding it in your head and in your heart. And sometimes that's all we can do. But if that's, you know, do what you can.
And that's really the bottom line. Don't sit on the sidelines and just kind of watching it go by, per se. Again, become part of the process and part of that flow. And I think that with that, you're going to feel a lot better only because at least you're going to feel like you're doing something.
Yeah, for most of us, taking some sort of action at least makes us feel a little bit better. And again, sometimes the only action you can take is to change your attitude, to change the way you're thinking and speaking and feeling about this. And, and if that's all you can do, that's just fine. But do something, or at least begin to do something.
Yeah.
You know, again, sometimes figuring out the right course of action does take a little time, and be patient. Leo can be real impatient and impulsive, and so
I know
take
that,
your time, make the right choice for you.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of us were trying to do some, so to speak, the term spring cleaning. We're trying to clear out a lot of the old stuff and making room for whatever new is coming along, but at least clearing the space out and doing some dusting. I mean, even for me, in a very literal sense, I have to completely completely disassemble and reassemble my home studio. Well, I've been working on that for 6 months.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could do it in one day. I'm just thinking, you know, let's just take this one step at a time. Let's not rush. You know, I know how I want to reconfigure it, but there are some things that need to be taken care of. And again, there's no reason to, you know, break my arm or stress myself out in one night.
Blood pressure up. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So at least I'm doing, you know, I take out one piece of equipment every couple of days. I evaluate. Okay, is that all right? That's the direction I want to go. And all right, very good. Now a cat has another place to lay down. And they come in there and they lay down and they bring some good energy into the room as well. So those are some of the things I think that are very positive. Another one would be to contact Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Find out more about this Mercury Direct. And maybe if we have a chance to, because this happened on Sunday night, Monday morning, the Mars rover, this new vehicle that's double parked on Mars right now, if those kinds of things, I mean, those are pretty spectacular as well as miraculous things that we're actually, as human beings, able to send these things out there. God knows, who knows how far we're away from sending humans. I'm wondering about those kinds of events that take place and what that kind of energy going into the, going around the globe. Oh my gosh, look at this. Man has just done this thing, in addition to the Olympics that come to an end tomorrow.
I was just thinking that. There's a lot of really positive Mars energy. Mars rules athletics in the human body and that kind of thing. There's just a lot to talk about. So we can definitely factor in some Mars next time.
Let's do that. Next week, we'll talk a little more about Mars and just see how things are. I was thinking about Mercury, just one final thing. Mercury in retrograde as the Olympics began, and I was watching some of the Olympians, especially the gymnasts, and how poorly the U.S. was doing at that point, and thinking, I wonder how much their signs are having an impact on the way they're performing there on the stage. So very interesting stuff. Beth, MacDonaldConsulting.com and 963-0842. Thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. All right, we're done.